Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 11th edition. Seven-game main slate to break down for your DraftKings needs. There is a four-game early slate. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDentric or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. We'll be cracking things down in there. Hope you guys had a great weekend. It was a fun weekend. The Masters, Scottie Scheffler just dominated. Always pressing PGA DFS podcast had you covered there. We'll have you covered this week as well for the Heritage. The Heritage Classic is a big one. Always a fun over there. So at Sea Harbor or Harbor Island, wherever the hell it is. But that'll be a fun one as well. So I'll be at the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast, crack-a-lackin' over there for you. But you're here for baseball, and it was fun to have a full weekend of baseball for the first time in a long time. Lots of good stuff. Stephen Kwan keeps getting it done. Wrote him up in the Rotoballer outfield waiver wire article for the week. Andrew Vaughn, two home runs now on the season. A lot of starting pitchers getting shelled. The Cubs are hitting this Brew Crew staff. Some other great aces, Bieber and others, are just struggling. Bueller not great. Uriah's not great. And Coors, the Rockies won two out of three against the Dodgers. Baseball's back. Baseball's wild. Teams are still getting loose, getting things going. So lots of interesting stuff to do. And that's why we kind of tread lightly early, try to find our spots and see where we can fit until guys get comfortable. Like really pinpoint some big-time winners. There has been some winning in the Discord, though, so that's been great to see. And we'll try to keep it going here again. But seven-game slate. Let's break it down, get you in, get you out, as we do here on Quick Hits. The slate starts at 6:40 p.m. Eastern. Keep that in mind. It's about 30 minutes earlier than usual. It's Oakland at Tampa Bay, over-under of 8. Mets at Phillies, over-under of 9. Blue Jays, Yankees, 9. Mariners, Twins, 9. Marlins, Angels, 9.5. Padres, Giants, 8.5. So some fun totals, some fun games. Let's get the pitchers on this slate for you. The highest-priced pitcher on the slate is Alek Manoah, 10-2. At the New York Yankees. Manoah, he's great if you want to roll the dice there. Yankees, we know, can hit a million home runs, but they can also strike out a ton, making Manoah a great GPP play. There's better cash game plays for me on this slate, but Manoah does make for a really good GPP play. The Yankees even hit like three solo shots with strikeouts six times over five or six innings, and that can be quite effective for Manoah. And we talked about it last year with Manoah. When he was walking guys, he started giving up home runs. That's when he got in trouble. When he wasn't doing those things, he was filthy. So Manoah, great GPP play at 10-2. Not a must play by any means. Like, honestly, I'd rather save $1,000. Go to Alex Wood at $9,200 at home against the San Diego Padres. A Padres team that wasn't overly dominant in the desert this weekend against the D-backs. They did beat up them on Sunday, but the first 2 days, nothing crazy. And Alex Wood was filthy last year. He's been filthy over most of his career. When healthy, great ratio guy with elite strikeout stuff. Now, you know, health and innings is always a concern with Alex Wood, so you're hoping you can get five innings out of him to start. I'd imagine he's going to get close to five, but it'll be kind of tricky. But at $9,200, very good upside against a Padres team that'll probably bring in low ownership on Alex Wood because people still see Machado and company and think that this is a murderer's row, and it's not quite there without Tatis and some other guys like Cronenworth. You know, it's early, so it's a slow start, but Grisham's not scaring you a ton. He does hit lefties decently, though, so keep that in mind. But as a whole, you're worried about Machado and just hope you get through the rest of it. It's really not a lot there. So Wood at 92 is definitely in play. But two of my favorite plays are coming up here. You got Ranger Suarez at $8,900 at home against the New York Mets. This Mets team, outside of a grand slam by Big Meat Pete the Polar Bear on Saturday night against Adon, really doesn't do much. You know, Lindor went deep on Sunday. A lot of swing and miss in that offense. Lots of holes in that offense right now. And when you're looking at Ranger Suarez, the dude's a beast. He's looked great in the minors. Now he's a little behind schedule because of the visa issues he had early in spring training, so he might not be ramped up as high as we want. But I'd imagine we get at least 75 to 80 pitches out of him, maybe more, depends on where we go. But at his price point at $8,900, he could rack up the Ks against the Mets. So I'm a big fan of Ranger at $8,900, and I'm also a fan of Huascar Yanoa at 8,600 at home against the Washington Nationals. You know, Nelly Cruz went deep on Sunday. We saw Soto go deep earlier in the series against the Mets. But overall, this offense is dreadful, dreadful, very, very dreadful. So I'll take my chances with Oscar Noah, his strikeout upside. If he can just navigate the Soto's, Cruz's, and Bells of the world, he can be in for a big, big day. So Yanoa does bring a ton of upside at 8,600. Luis Patino, 7,800 at home against the woeful, woeful Oakland Athletics. And he's got a win on Sunday, but still not doing a ton of damage, especially versus the starters as of now. It's been they got a little bit off of Eflin, but nothing crazy. Gibson mowed through them, I think 7 shutout for 12 Ks. Nola was pitching great, got left out there one inning too long. Luis Patino won't get left out there one inning too long. That's not what Kevin Cash and the Rays do. Ask Blake Snell. He'll tell you all about it. But Luis Patino at 7,800 bucks, elite strikeout stuff. He's looked really, really good this spring. The biggest problems he had last season was against left-handed pitching. He doesn't have that getaway pitch. And we talked to Jason Collette on Bench with Bubba and other podcasts about his effectiveness with like the changeup and the sliders and stuff against lefties. It's not there yet. He worked on that over the offseason. Looked much better this spring. We'll see if it translates. The A's lefties, you know, you got Seth Brown is a little scary, I guess, a little scary. Jed Lowry, like, I'm not scaring you with a lot of these names from the left side of the plate. So Luis Patino at 78 will probably be the chalky pitcher on the slate because we're just going to keep targeting teams that are facing the A's. That's just the way it's going to go on both sides, pitching and hitting. So that's just the way it's going to go for the most part. Patino at 78 is in play. Now, if you're looking to punt, I got a couple fun ones for you here. Nick Martinez of the San Diego Padres, he's been overseas pitching in recent years. Last time we saw him in the bigs was 2017 with Texas, but then we saw him over in Japan, I believe, or the KBO for a few years. Velocity increased, which is pretty good. Signed a pretty decent deal, like $25, $26 million with San Diego this offseason for a couple of years. And he showed out, and there's 3 starts this spring. He 12 innings pitched, 4 runs, 14 strikeouts. I love that strikeout upside. It shows his off-speed pitches are working. That shows the fastball does have some life to it. I know it is spring training, so you got to wonder like who it is they're facing. He faced an opponent quality of 7.9. That's close to like double A, triple A level that he was facing in his spring training outings. Now he gets a Giants team that, albeit good, still not like tearing the cover off the baseball. They had to come from behind with some late dramatics on opening day. They won, I think, 3-2 on Sunday. They lost on Saturday. A lot of close, low-scoring games with the Marlins, and I could see that happening again with Nick Martinez, at least if he can go 4-5 innings. He went 4, on average, 4 innings in each of his spring starts. He can go out there and go 5 innings, get you 5-6 Ks at 5,900 bucks. It's very reasonable. Very reasonable. Like Helio Ramos is up as big at a couple knocks on Sunday. Joey Bart went deep over the weekend. There's things to like with the Giants. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Giants fan. Try not to be a homer here. But at the same time, you got to be realistic when you look at the holes in this offense. There's going to be a lot of down days in this offense. Like, just go look at Sunday's lineup. It was not pretty, and they squeaked out a W. And that's more of a testament to, I think, Farhan Zahidi and how he builds this team than the actual core as themselves. So I think Nick Martinez at 59 very much in play. And the last but not least, if you got to get YOLO, Dylan Bundy at 56. He did work on some stuff this offseason. Maybe he bounces back. He's facing Seattle if you want. You can. But I'd rather Nick Martinez for 300 more. So my main pitchers, you could use Manoah if you want in tournaments, but Alex Wood, Suarez, Yanoa, Patino, Nick Martinez. I think I'll probably focus in that Suarez, Yanoa, Patino, Nick Martinez range, but don't forget about Alex Wood. I think he makes for a phenomenal, phenomenal tournament play at 9,200 bucks. Just the question mark is, can he go at least 5 innings? It's a big question mark. It's the same question mark I have with Luis Patino, but Patino's 1,400 cheaper. He's facing the A's and not the Padres. So it's those little things that you kind of navigate, but that'll also probably bring really low ownership to Alex Wood or Nick, where Luis Patino going to be expensive. So we'll recap the pitching as usual at the end of the show. Let's get into your bats on this slate, the catcher's position for you. You know, I love the Phillies tonight. JTR at 46 versus Taiwan Walker. Walker shouldn't be long for this game. I mean, some Mets bullpen. So Realmuto at 46, not too shabby. Travis d'Arnaud versus Rogers of Washington. Another, the Braves are in play again. Arnaud 3,600, not too shabby if you want to go that route. And then if you're saving some cash, if Francisco Mejia gets to start for Tampa Bay at 3,200 bucks versus Blackburn, Tampa's high on my list as well because Blackburn's just not a good pitcher. One of the, maybe he figures it out for the start. Like Dalton Jeffries pitched well on Sunday. They're going to pitch well from time to time. It's just the law of averages. But if you keep just peppering these guys, you're going to be just fine. And Blackburn's another one. So Mejia at 32. Danny Jansen's got 2 home runs already on the season. He's 3,100 bucks versus Taillon. Nice little play there as well. And then going cheaper, Gary Sanchez went deep on Sunday. He's always a great GPP play. He's a value. He's $2,800. I think he was $2,800 on Sunday. I had him in a couple lineups with Buxton and company. It was a good Sunday overall, but Gary Sanchez at $2,800 is a nice little value in a tournament. Don't play him in cash, but in a tournament for sure, you could go to Gary Sanchez. And then if you're not using Nick Martinez, you want to save money, Joey Bart's only $2,500 versus Nick Martinez. I think that's a great play. Great play. Almost cash viable just because of the discount you're getting. But if he's starting, going to get you 3 to 4 at-bats. He's got big boom upside. So Joey Bart at $2,500 I like as a potential value as well. And then check out the Seattle catchers to see who starts versus Bundy. They can bring some value for you too. First base position for you now on this slate. You got Vladito at 61. It's going to be like last year. You can stack Toronto any day you want, pretty much. Like, I respect Jameson Taillon, you know, coming off the surgeries. How long is he going to go? Yankees bullpen's not bad. There's going to be a window there where the Jays could potentially erupt. So they're always in play. $6,100, sure. Shohei Ohtani versus Eliezer, sure. But I'll probably save some cash at least a little bit and go to, like, Matt Olson at 54, Rhys Hoskins at 52. Olson went deep on Sunday. I believe Reese's Pieces went deep on Saturday. I like both of them. I like both their team stacks. So Olson at 54, Hoskins at 52. Nice little values for you. If you want to be contrarian and you want to attack Manoa, Anthony Rizzo's got two dongs this year. He's 5K. He can be a nice contrarian play because he was much, much cheaper to start the season a few days ago. And now he's up to 5K. So you're going to get a nice, nice ownership discount on Rizzo if you want to be contrarian. Targeting Manoa, not many will do. And we know the Yankees can get dongs in bunches. So Rizzo at 5K is interesting. And then if you want to fade Ranger Suarez, Pete Alonso, again, tournament-wise, like, I'd rather Hoskins and Olsen cash and tournament-wise, but Rizzo and Alonso are phenomenal tournament plays at 5K and $4,800. Cheaper at the first base position for you, though, as you slide on down. If G-Man Choi's in, he's 4K versus Blackburn. That's a nice value. Miguel Sano in a tournament. Josh Bell's only 38 if you are targeting, you know, with the Washington Bats. Bell at 38 is a good value. It is a good value. Like I said, you got Bell, you got Soto, you got Cruz. Bell at 38 is a good value. And if you're starting Luis Patino because he will be super chalky, Seth Brown's only $3,500. That's a good one as well in his situation. Other than that, like Darren Ruff, if you're not going to use Nick Martinez, it's $2,900. That's a good value. Darren Ruff, first base outfield eligible, should be DHing for the Gigantes. So that's another one to keep in mind. Second base position, Brandon Lau at 54. He went deep on Sunday. That's a great play versus Blackburn, a really good play. Chaz Chisholm's up to 5K, but I love him. The Marlins, it's hard to stack the Marlins because they just don't erupt for a lot of offense. But they're facing Michael Lorenzen and then the Angels bullpen. Lorenzen, I don't see going deep in this game. I just don't. Not because he either gets hit around, he just doesn't go deep. That's just the way I see it. So Chisholm at 5K and some Marlins bats could be a super contrarian play. It's just hard to load up on the Marlins because, like, if you stack up a big stack of Toronto or Atlanta or Philadelphia, you can see them scoring like 10 runs from time to time. Miami, you see them scoring 5 runs, you're happy, but that doesn't win you a tournament. Now, if you stack them and somehow tonight's the night they score 9 or 10 runs, well, you're Gucci, but it doesn't so much. So that, like, when you're stacking, you have your big stack and your small stack. Miami could be a small stack, or Jazz Chisholm could be a one-off. Those kind of scenarios. I wouldn't go all in on Miami, but they would be super contrarian against Lorenzen and this Angels bullpen, which is the back end of the bullpen's improved. The long-range bullpen, still kind of sketchy. So Chisholm at 5K. Jorge Polanco, if you want to get Minnesota versus Cleveland, I have zero problems with that at all. They had a big, big Sunday. Polanco went deep. Buxton twice. I mentioned Elgarry went deep. Correa went deep. There's a lot to like in his offense when it's clicking. So Polanco at 49 is one to look at. Ozzie Albies crushes lefties. That's what you want him for. He's 48 versus Rogers. So the top half of the second base is locked and loaded. If I had to narrow it down, I'd probably go Albies and Brandon Lau. Those would be my top two. But all four of those guys are very, very much in play. Now, saving some cash, again, if you're targeting the Yankees, Glaber is 4,100. That's a little intriguing in that situation. But other than that, you can slide down to, like, Tony Kemp at 33. He's a lefty versus Patino. Not a crusher, but if you are going to attack Patino and make, like, a small A stack, Kemp could be used at $3,300. Thyro Estrada, if you're playing the Giants at 26, could be a guy to take a peek at as well. A few others to potentially look at. When you slide down, Santiago Espinal, second base shortstop at $2,400 would be a guy I would think about if you need an uber punt, but I think there's going to be better values. Like, I'd rather have Joey Bart at 25, for instance. Third base, Josh Donaldson at 54. I love him in tournaments almost daily when he's leading off for the Yankees. That's a big plus. Austin Riley at 48, I think actually a value. He should be up in the 5K range. So 48 for Austin Riley against Rodgers is pretty solid as well. Going down, though, you can actually save some money at third base. It's like, you know, second base is pretty top heavy. First base is pretty top heavy. You can save at catcher, and you can probably save at third base if you don't want to pay up for those top premium positions. And you can slide down to, like, Matt Duffy, who's had a really good OPS to start the season. He's 3,400. Gio Urshela, if you are stacking Minnesota, he's a cheap piece at 3,200 bucks. He's hitting, like, cleanup. Like, he's not going to hit bombs like the rest of them. But you put him in the middle, he might drive in some runs. He might score some runs. He's super cheap at 3,200 bucks. It's a nice cheap piece in your Minnesota stack. But third base, for now, unless we see lineups that, like, stand out a little more, pretty limited. You know, one of the big dogs up top or take a value. Like, even Matt Chapman at 4K in tournaments is okay if you need to save some cash. The shortstop position for you on this lovely seven-game slate. Bo Bichette's fine if you want to. But Carlos Correa at 51 went deep. I mentioned Jazz Chisholm at 5K. I like those quite a bit. Glaber's not too shabby. Like I told you, at 4,100. But if you want to go cheaper, Thairo Estrada's 26. Shortstop's not too sexy on this slate. Like, you'll see arguments for Lindor at 46. I don't hate it if you're stacking up the Mets, but I'd rather get Chisholm at 5K, Correa at 51, or go down like to Glaber at 41. Hopefully, if Dansby Swanson, if you're going big, big Brave stack, I don't mind Swanson at 42. It just sucks he hits like eighth in that order. Outfield, you know, Bryce Harper's a great play. Tywin Walker, I don't see doing too well on Monday. But Bryce Harper at 62, I like quite a bit. But keep going back to Buxton at 59. Double-donged on Sunday. He's got three dongs on the season. I've been playing him, and he's expensive, but when he's healthy, he's crushing. So Buxton at 59 versus Flexen is very strong. Juan Soto at 57 is outstanding. I like that one as well. Castellanos will be overlooked because a lot of people, I think, might go to Harper or Schwarber at 53. So Casty at 56. I'd rather have Harper or Schwarber because I like that left side of the plate going up against Taiwan Walker, but don't let that stop you, as Castellanos can hit lefty, righty, don't matter. So have some fun with that. Giancarlo's got a couple laser shots this year. At 5,200 bucks, he's a great tournament play. Most pay up for Judge in that lineup, so you get a nice discount with Giancarlo. Jesse Winker, this could be a good one for him against Bundy. He's up to 5K, which stinks a little bit, but good spot there versus Bundy. If Bundy is the Bundy we've seen in the last year or so, Winker at 5K won't gain much ownership at all because the Phillies guy's above him, even George Springer right above him. Winker should go pretty under-owned at $5,000, making for a phenomenal tournament pivot on this one. Below 5K, I always like Teoscar at 47. Like, that's a discount. He should always be priced in the 5K. He's just never appreciated, so that's a good play for him. A few others, like, if you are, again, if you want to go Miami, we talked about this a second ago, you got Jazz. Jesus Sanchez at 42 is another tournament-type play. He can go over 4 or 4Ks. He can also double-dong at any given moment. So he's one of those premier tournament plays at 4,200. Adam Duvall, not the biggest Duvall fan, but I love him against soft toss and lefties, and Rodgers is that. So Duvall at 4,100 bucks is somewhere you can really target at a discount, a piece of the Braves lineup, pretty cheap. Nelson Cruz is only 4K versus Yanoa. So if you are attacking Yanoa, that's a nice discount. Marcelo Ozuna is only 38. I'd rather have Duvall, but Ozuna's batting fourth or fifth in that Atlanta lineup at 3,800 bucks. So you're getting some cheap pieces of Atlanta in this situation. Below 4K, Joe Adell's been struggling, but, you know, 3,800 bucks, the dude's going to get it going eventually. Max Kepler, if you're stacking Minnesota, is a nice, cheap 3,700, especially if he's hitting towards the top of that order. I always love Lourdes Gurriel, especially at 3,600. That is a beautiful, almost cash game viable. Like, I respect Taillon. I respect the Yankees lineup, but to get Gurriel at a discounted price of 3,600 is pretty darn sweet. So I like that a lot at 3,600 bucks for Lourdes Gurriel. Cash game viable and definitely a tournament play. Even a one-off tournament, if you just want to save some cash, I think I love his appeal. I'd try to at least make it a two-man J-stack if you could, but Gurriel at 36 is pretty sexy. I mentioned Seth Brown earlier at 35 if you are targeting Patino. Some other ones here, Kirilov's off to a slow start, but 34 if you're going heavy Minnesota stack, you can keep him in mind. Sliding that down, though, it's a little diff, you know, not a lot. Darren Ruff at 29, I mentioned he's not bad. Josh Lowe, like him a lot if he cracks that Tampa Bay lineup, which he should. He's 2,800 bucks. That's a really strong value against Blackburn. He should be super chalky. He is a cash game play, nearly a cash game lock, I mean, just from his price point alone in that matchup. So Josh Lowe at 2,800 bucks, I like a lot for the savings he brings to you. Alex Dickerson's been playing a lot, but there's a lefty on the mound, so probably not on Monday. But look, keep him. If he cracks the lineup, he's 2,500, that could be slightly entertaining. Other than that, Jurgensen Profar's been hitting a lot. He's 2,400. He hit a granny on Sunday, so keep him in mind at 2,400. Not a whole lot else standing out. Lots to see some lineups because there have been some dudes like Williams for San Francisco somehow made the lineup on Sunday. He's 2,100. Doughty plays on Monday, but keep him in mind. And then Helio Ramos is only 2K. He's pretty much going to be a cash game lock as well. So in cash games, you have Lowe, you have Ramos that are phenomenal values. I think Joey Bart's a really good value. So the more and more I look at it, I like Nick Martinez as a value pitcher, but you can probably get a little Giants value as well. But Helio Ramos at 2K is too cheap. Let's put it that way. All right, let's recap things for you real quick. Pitching again, Manoah is a phenomenal pitcher, great pitcher, tough matchup, really good tournament play because I don't think he gets a ton of ownership against the Yankees. Not a must play like some slates. I like Alex Wood at $9,200, $1,000 cheaper than Manoah. I guess it's kind of weak San Diego offense right now. Ranger Suarez, 89. Love Ranger Suarez, especially this whole season. I'm willing to use him in tournaments. I don't know what his pitch count is because he started late this season. I'm hoping for 70 to 80 pitches. We'll have to keep an eye on that throughout the day on Monday. But you know at 86, Patino at 78, both very strong. Nick Martinez is a great value at $5,900, I think. I really think he can get you at least four, maybe five-plus innings over a K per innings, what he's usually good for. Very intriguing at $5,900 for Nick Martinez, so keep that in mind. If you're stacking things up, Tampa Bay versus Blackburn, big fan of that. If we talk about the low value, Atlanta versus Rodgers, Duvall's a nice little piece there. Ozuna's cheap, but a lot to like there. Albie's crushing those lefties. You got Riley, Olson, lots there. Philadelphia versus Taiwan Walker, it's an expensive stack, but always a good one. Minnesota, Toronto, and Seattle are other ones you can look at for sure. But my main ones are Tampa Bay, Philly, and Atlanta for now. That's where I'll be focusing. But the more I looked at Minnesota, it's very, very intriguing. I like that Giants value with Ramos and Bart. And then the Josh Lowe value at 28. There's other pieces throughout the slate we talked about. But if like if you use Nick Martinez, you look like use one, maybe two of those value bats, you can stack whatever the heck you want. So just think about that. If you have any more questions, folks, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. Check out the Fantasy DJs Discord. It's free. Hit me up. I'll give you the link to join over there. If you can get a rating and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits and Benched with Bubba, I would truly appreciate it. Benched with Bubba, your season-long fantasy baseball platform, which will help you with DFS. So I recommend listening to that. So go check that out. And if you'd rather watch the video, the podcast instead of listening to it, the Fantasy DJs YouTube channel, give the old thumbs up and the like button there. We would really appreciate it. But for now, everybody, hope everybody has a great Monday morning. Gets ready for some action. Build some winning lineups. Back with you tomorrow night for Tuesday's slate. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 11th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.